You're listening to the Uncensored Pro Wrestling Podcast.
What is up, everybody? You are checking out the Uncensored Pro Wrestling Podcast. I'm the Hot Commodity, Ant C, joined by my own Hot Commodity, Ant. And we are covering the Attitude Era, covering WWF Unforgiven 1999. We have made it to the pay-per-view of the month. So with every pay-per-view that we do, we're going to be covering the month of September of 1999 in movies and music before we cover the pay-per-view. So to start off, we're going to cover the top 10 movies from September 1999. And if you've seen any of these, you can let me know. Number 10 was The Thomas Crown Affair. Never seen that. I want to see what it is. The Thomas Crown Affair.
I've heard of it.
A very rich and successful playboy amuses himself by stealing artwork, but may have met his match in a seductive detective. So that's Rene Russo and Pierce Brosnan. Never saw it.
Here's Brosnan. I've heard of him. He's a
little. Yep. Number 9, Stir of Echoes. Stir of Echoes. After being hypnotized by his sister-in-law, a man begins seeing haunting visions of a girl's ghost, and a mystery begins to unfold around him. Kevin Bacon. Okay. Number 8, Bowfinger. I don't know what that is. Bowfinger. That is when a desperate movie producer fails to get a major star for his bargain basement film, he decides to shoot the film secretly around him. And that's with Eddie Murphy and Steve Martin. Never saw it. The 13th Warrior. Never heard of that either. A man having fallen in love with the wrong woman is sent by the Sultan himself on a diplomatic mission to a distant land as an ambassador, stopping at a Viking village. So this is going to be interesting. Antonio Banderas, Runaway Bride. That's with...
I've seen part of it.
Isn't Julia Roberts? Is that good or...
I really like Julia Roberts, but honestly, I think that was one of my least favorite movies she did.
Yeah.
I don't really remember it.
A reporter is assigned to write a story about a woman who has left a string of fiancés at the altar. Julia Roberts, Joan Cusack, Richard Gere. So they team up again, her and Richard Gere.
Yeah, a couple times.
Number 5, For the Love of the Game. Of the Game. These are all movies I haven't heard of.
Yeah,
after 19 years of playing the game he's loved his whole life, Detroit Tigers pitcher Billy Chappell has to decide if he's going to risk everything and put everything out there. And that's with Kevin Costner, Kelly Preston, John C. Reilly. Double Jeopardy is number 4.
That's a good movie. That's one of my favorite movies. I can tell you what it's about. A woman is set up. Her husband sets her up to make it look like she killed him. And then when she gets out of jail, she goes after him because of double jeopardy. She can't be charged twice for murder.
You know, I took an abnormal psychology class, and I think they recommended us to watch this one.
It's going to be so much.
Number 3 is Blue Streak.
No.
Blue Streak. Let's see. A former convict poses as a cop to retrieve a diamond he stole years ago. That's Martin Lawrence and Luke Wilson. Number 2 is Stigmata, which you talk about a lot. It's a good movie. I haven't seen it yet, but I want to. And number 1 of September 1999 is The Sixth Sense. Obviously, everything loves. All right, and then the top 10 songs of September 1999. Where My Girl's At by 7.
I'm front to back. Feel that.
Number 9, Someday by Sugar Ray. Number 8, All Star by Smash Mouth. 7 is Smooth by Santana with Rob Thomas.
I bought that album.
Number 6, Mambo Number 5, Lou Vega. Number five, Summer Girls by LFO.
I like girls that wear Abercrombie fits.
Four is Genie in a Bottle by Christina
Oh,
Aguilera.
love it.
Three, Bailamos, Enrique Iglesias. Number two, She's All I Ever Had, Ricky Martin. Number one, Unpretty by
I
TLC.
bought that album too.
Yeah.
Fan mail.
That's the one with no scrubs, right?
Yeah.
Ooh. So those are the top 10.
Good news.
Yeah, those are September 1999 was killing it for sure. And speaking of killing it in 99, we have Unforgiven live in Charlotte, North Carolina, the home of the Nature Boy, Ric Flair. Let's go over the first match. Val Venus taking on the Lethal Weapon, Steve Blackman. This is a decent back and forth match. Val comes out with a duffel bag full of Steve Blackman's weapons. Val hits a bulldog, a DDT, and then a money shot to get the clean victory over Steve here. After Blackman hits Val Venus in the head with a kendo stick, medical staff come out, and then Steve Blackman yells at the lady medic until the head of security spares him. What did you think of this opening match and the head of security attacking Steve Blackman after this?
It was all right. I like Steve Blackman was all right, but he didn't really, I don't know. He didn't really go far. I feel like he just kind of didn't have a great character, which is a shame because he was a good fighter. Like I think they could have done more with him and Ken Shamrock, but yeah, it was a good match.
Decent opener. Next, the European champion Sexual Chocolate, Mark Henry's taking on D'Lo Brown. Henry says that there won't be a title match tonight, and the girls need to start the car because he has a brain. A brainerism, he calls
A
it.
brainerism.
But D'Lo Brown comes out and ends up fighting.
Better recognize.
This is a decent match between the two. Henry drops D'Lo across the steps and lands a big slam and a leg drop to a two. D'Lo hits a Hurricane Rana and a leg drop himself and gets a two. D'Lo hits a cool sit-out power bomb off the top, and then D'Lo hits a lowdown to become the new WWF European champion. What'd you think of D'Lo beating Sexual Chocolate here after his brainerism?
It was a good match. The opening was funny. I think we all knew that D'Lo wasn't taking no for an answer, so he did what he had to do. It was good.
Good match. Yep. We get a promo from the Alkalites, and then we see wrestlers attacking Chaz backstage because Chaz supposedly beats up his girlfriend.
Yeah, this bitch is taking it too far.
Deborah and Miss Kitty are talking backstage. Deborah says Jeff Jarrett hitting her will be his first and last time. And then Jarrett tells Deborah to stay out of his business and stay backstage. Now we have Intercontinental Champion Jeff Jarrett with Miss Kitty taking on the ninth wonder of the world, China. And I actually was surprised. It's a good, decent match between the two. China held her own, but the end came
The ninth
when,
wonder of the world.
yep, but the Fabulous Moolah and Mae Young attack Jeff Jarrett and land a double suplex, which is actually pretty cool. But Jarrett hits a double clothesline and he kicks Mae and Moolah in the ribs. Deborah comes out, pushes Kitty, and hits Jeff Jarrett over the head with a guitar. China
Yeah.
pins Jarrett and is announced the new Intercontinental Champion. But Tom Pritchard comes out and shows the ref what happened, that Jarrett got with a guitar. The ref
Bullshit.
reverses the decision, and China and Jerry is still Intercontinental Champion, leading China to land a low blow and pedigree to Tom Pritchard.
Here's
What
a
do you think
fun
of this
fact.
move?
I got a fun fact. In one of Jeff Jarrett's promos backstage in the early 90s, I think it's with Jake Roberts. He hits him with a guitar, and it's not a set guitar, it's a real
That's the
one.
honky tonk meter.
Oh,
But it's
okay.
okay. I mean, this
Well,
stuff.
somebody gets hit, yeah, they get hit with a real guitar, and it really gives them a concussion and knocks them out.
So you think Jerry might have gotten, you got to be careful with the guitar shots, is what you're saying.
Yeah.
I guess.
But China whooped his ass. She
She
should be
did. She should have
champion.
won. She got screwed
And she
over.
better get a rematch, is all I have to say.
I think she will. Next up, the Dudley Boys take on the Alkalites. And this is another, like, brawl type match. I didn't know which team was gonna win. But what ends up happening is Stevie Richards comes out dressed up as an acolyte. They land, the Dudley Boys land a greeting to Farouk. But
I
Bradshaw.
missed him. When did this whole thing with Stevie Richards start, where he starts dressing up but like other people?
I don't know. This started like a couple like
Like,
weeks ago. He was
there were
dressing up
people.
as the Brood, and then he was dressing up as Edge and
Where did he
Christian.
come from?
Then he was a Dudley Boy, and now he's an Acolyte. And he had the UPN
And
logo
he
on his
started
shirt.
out just as like a jobber.
Well, he came in from ECW with the BWO. Yeah. So, anyways, Stevie super kicks D-Von Dudley, allowing the Acolytes to get the pinfall. But after the match, Farouk hits Stevie with a Dominator, and they being the Acolytes, hit Stevie with a double power bomb. Decent tag match, a way to get Stevie Richards to get his ass beat. Decent attitude or stuff. Next up, the women's champion Ivory defends against Luna Vachon in a hardcore match.
Okay, Luna should have won this match.
Luna is definitely hardcore, but
She is hardcore, and like she whooped her
Luna
ass.
makes copies of Ivory's face. Tori ends up trying to attack Ivory, but Ivory ends up putting her in like a crate, and then Ivory hits Luna with a pole. Ivory retains the championship over Luna.
Especially with Luna getting help from somebody, you know,
And
like.
after the match, Mae Young and the Fabulous Moolah attack Ivory.
I heard that.
Well,
But I like her as like, you know, she was.
next up, we have the WWF Tag Team Champions, the New Age Outlaws, defending against Edge and Christian here.
Oh,
This is an actually
no.
really good tag match. First time they competed against each
Nice,
other.
but a fun.
During the match, Gangrel and Matt Hardy attack Christian, and Jeff Hardy hits Edge with a missile dropkick, leading Mr. Ass to land a Famouser for the New Age Outlaws to retain over Edge and Christian, thanks to the help from the Hardy Boys. So, what'd you think?
Yeah, it was a good match. It's good to see the Outlaws retain their title, and I haven't seen this stuff in a long time, so I'm kind of excited to see what happens next with them again.
Yep. The British Bulldog and Triple H are backstage. Bulldog says The Rock got too cocky and he needed to be taken out. Triple H says the Bulldog will do his job and I'll do mine and leave WWF
20
champion.
years later, same shit happening, people.
Next up, we have the Hardcore Championship and a Kennel from Hell match. Hardcore Champion Alistair takes on Big Boss Man. There's Rottweilers around the ring. This match really sucked.
It
It
was
was.
gross
They weren't doing anything. The Rottweilers were pissing around the ring.
and shitting. It was
Al
nasty.
Snow gets head and hits Big Bossman with it and escapes. I don't really want to talk about it because it was that bad. I didn't think it was going to be that bad, but really nothing happened. It was just them fighting around the ring and the dogs just barking at each other. It was not worth
Yeah.
anything in my eyes. Next, we have Chris Jericho taking on X-Pac to get Ken Shamrock gets injured. This actually was a good singles match, probably for me the best match of the night. Chris Jericho ends up getting a win after Curtis Hughes hits the referee and X-Pac, causing X-Pac to get the DQ victory. After the match, though, Road Dogg attacks Chris Jericho and Curtis Hughes, and it looks like DX is shortly, slowly coming back together here. I don't forgive him. What do you think of Chris Jericho and X-Pac?
It was a good match. And yeah, I thought the same thing with Road Dogg came out, but Billy Gunn didn't. So we'll see what happens.
Yeah. And then our main event, the WWF Championship on the line. Special guest referee, Stone Cold Steve Austin, The Big Show versus the British Bulldog versus Mankind versus Kane versus Triple H versus The Rock.
Dang.
Huge card.
Go Austin in.
The winner is the new WWF champion. The end comes, British Bulldog hits The Rock with a steel chair, and then Austin hits the British Bulldog with a steel chair, allowing Triple H to pedigree The Rock. And unfortunately, Triple H becomes our new WWF champion. After the match, Stone Cold Steve Austin lands a stunner to Triple H, ending Unforgiven. Basically,
It's all about the game.
it's all about the game and how you play. He played it well, and we're going to find out what happens tomorrow night on Raw. We have No Mercy, our next pay-per-view on October 17th. So we'll definitely be covering that. and we got more attitude years coming your way. Until next time, stay safe and stay uncensored.
Love each other.
I guess.